7:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Environmental groups plan to push a set of climate bills at the state capitol this week. CPR Sam Brash reports it could put progressives on a collision course with the governor.
Here's to the earth, right?
Despite the cold, lawmakers kicked off their climate week in front of a giant ice sculpture of the earth. Aurora Democrat Dominique Jackson admitted the display will make a little more sense once the weather warms up.
It's going to turn right into a puddle, just like our snowpack that often melts a little bit too quickly.
The slate of legislation includes one bill to make Governor Polis enforce Colorado's emission reduction goals. His office has already objected, and it's unclear if there can be a compromise. Other bills would require new air testing and a sharper focus on environmental justice. I'm Sam Brash, CPR News.
Colorado State Pension Fund won't eliminate fossil fuel companies from its investments. A state house committee blocked that proposal at the Capitol Monday. Progressive lawmakers brought the legislation to protect retirees from the financial impacts of climate change. Former state employee James Alsop testified and said he wasn't convinced.
If you pass bills that dictate to PERA what they can and can't invest in, you take on the role and responsibility of professional stock investor. None or few of you have that kind of expertise.
The committee voted down the bill 8-2. The Colorado Symphony will open its summer season late next month after a pandemic shutdown. The pair of in-person concerts at Red Rocks will feature the work of John Williams, the composer for movie franchises like Star Wars and Harry Potter. Anthony Pierce is the symphony's chief artistic officer.
You know, we want it to be accessible for everyone. You know, we want people to bring their kids. You know, we want grandparents to be able to come. We want it to be for everyone. So we just thought John Williams is a very special way to open.
Attendance at Red Rocks will be capped at 2,500 people, and masks will be required only in indoor areas. I'm Mike Lamp. It's 7:06. This is CPR News.